Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm going to ask the children to come up. All right. So today, we're going to go over chapter 30 in the book of the wilderness. And the title for today's message is going to be, We Need a Mediator. Okay, so before we get started, we're going to review a couple questions from last week. Do you remember last week's lesson? Yes? No? I don't, because I wasn't here. Okay, so the first question is, what is the special relationship called that God entered into with Israel? And I'll give you a clue. It starts with the letter C. It's called a covenant, okay? And a covenant, by the covenant, God took Israel to be his special people. And the next question is, where did God enter into a covenant with Israel? And another clue, it starts with the letter M. Mount Sinai, in the wilderness. All right, and so we're going to go ahead and read from the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 9 through 20. All right, so Exodus chapter 19, verses 9 through 20. And the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am coming to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you, and may also believe you forever." When Moses told the words of the people to the Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments, and be ready for the third day. For on the third day, the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. And you shall set limits for the people all around, saying, 'Take care not to go up into the mountain or touch the edge of it. Whoever touches a mountain shall be put to death. No hand shall touch him, but he shall be stoned or shot. Whether beast or man, he shall not live. When the trumpet sounds a long blast, they shall come up the mountain.' So Moses went down from the mountain to the people and consecrated the people, and they washed their garments. And he said to the people, 'Be ready for the third day. Do not go near a woman.' On the morning of the third day, there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people in the camp trembled. Then Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they took their stand at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke because the Lord had descended on it in fire. The smoke of it went up like the smoke of a kiln, and the whole mountain trembled greatly. And as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him in thunder. The Lord came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up." All right, so a couple questions from those verses. Why did God send Moses back down the mountain? That's right. Moses went down to prepare the people for God's coming. Israel needed to prepare themselves before God showed himself in his glory. Next question. Why was a fence placed around Mount Sinai? That's right. The fence kept the people from going up the mountain to where God was, because Israel was sinful. They could not approach God in themselves. And the next question, how did God appear when he came down Mount Sinai? That's right. He came with thunder, lightning, and smoke, and the mountain trembled. All right. So the main idea, because of our sin, we cannot approach God apart from the mediator, Jesus Christ. In ancient times, to approach or speak to a king without an invitation could result in your death. As a citizen of the kingdom, you came before the king only when he called you. God formed Israel as a kingdom of priests. You cannot have a kingdom, however, without a king. Who was the king of Israel? God himself. That was why when God came down on Mount Sinai, he revealed himself in royal majesty. The fire, smoke, and trembling showed Israel that the God who reigned over them was a holy king. He was not to be approached carelessly. In fact, for sinners like Israel and us, to approach him in ourselves is a death sentence. God commanded Moses to build a fence around Sinai. Like police use caution tape around a crime scene, God roped off the mountain on which he sat enthroned so that Israel would not climb up and die. That might seem to us like the opposite of what we would expect God to do. After all, the covenant is about a loving relationship. But here, God bars his people from approaching him and threatens them with death if they come too close. That, however, is only half the story. There was one man, along with his priest assistant, invited past the yellow caution tape to come up the mountain and entered into God's holy presence. His name was Moses. Moses was the old covenant mediator. A mediator is someone who stands between two parties that are at war with another, seeking to reunite them in peace. At Sinai, God was teaching his people an important lesson. For him to enter into gracious covenant with sinners always requires a mediator. Moses was a sinner just like the rest of the people, but he was set apart as a mediator for a limited time to teach the people of their need for the only sinless and sufficient mediator between God and people, Jesus Christ. It is only through him that we can know God in a loving covenant relationship. So, a couple questions. What did the fire and trembling of the mountain teach Israel about God? Yep. The signs reveal God's holiness and majesty. If the lifeless mountain trembled at his presence, how much more should we be gripped with joyful trembling before God? Next question. Why was Israel forbidden from climbing up Mount Sinai? Yep. Because of their sins, they would die if they came near to God. Sinners like us cannot relate to God in ourselves and live. And the last question, why was Moses invited up Mount Sinai? Yep, that's correct. Moses was the old covenant mediator. He stood between sinful Israel and God, bringing them together by speaking to God for Israel by prayer and speaking for God to Israel by preaching. He was an imperfect mediator who points us to the true mediator, Jesus Christ. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you again for this wonderful story of Moses and him being the mediator between Israel and yourself. Thank you for the sacrifice of your son, Jesus Christ, and for making a way for us to approach you, God. And just like the people in Israel that trembled and the mountain trembled before you, God, let us all just be reminded of that, of how holy you are, and let us tremble anytime we come before you. And thanks again for your word and for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And it is in his name that we pray. Amen.